Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Of course, you can always email the programme, corktoday@c103.ie. Let me go to Bandon Garda Station for this week's Garda Fire, where I'm joined by Sergeant Morgan O'Sullivan. Good morning to you, Morgan.
Good morning, Patricia.
And you're very welcome. Now, you want to start with help from some of our listeners, please. And this is to do with the theft of farm animals, and it was in the Ballydehob area.
That's correct, Patricia. The Guardian Bantry are investigating this incident, which took place in the Ardown area between Ballyhob and Skibreen on the night of Friday the 3rd of March into Saturday the 4th of March last. Now, it's believed the theft occurred between 12 midnight and 6 a.m. in the morning. And in this case, there was three Friesian calves were stolen from a pin in a shed on this farm. Now, the calves at the time were between 2 and 6 weeks old. So we would expect that the culprit spent some time in the area and obviously would have had transport. So if anyone had observed any activity, I suppose, on the night of the 3rd of March, or into the early hours of the 4th of March in the Ardown area, or indeed in the general Skibreen Ballyhob area, we would ask them to contact the Guardian Bantry.
Yeah, because it would be unusual to see animals being transported in the middle of the night like that, that somebody may, it might trigger somebody's memory.
It would indeed, and you would have other farmers, maybe local farmers who were up tending animals, might have noticed something, and unfortunately it's an incident we've heard in the past on your show as well, so it continues unfortunately.
Okay, let's go to Ballymacoda, where there was a burglary.
That's correct. So this incident took place in the Gort Corcoran area of Ballymacoda, and in this case a door of a house was forced open, the house was entered and a chainsaw was removed from the house. Now this incident, like the last incident, took place on the 3rd of March, and would be the times in question between 12 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon of Friday the 3rd. So the chainsaw taken during the course of the burglary was orange in colour, and the investigating Gardaí are appealing to anyone who might have been in the Gort Corcoran area of Ballymacoda on Friday the 3rd of March, who might have known anything or any transport in the area, to contact them at Killa or Yarra Garda stations, or indeed if they had any information in relation to the stolen property, which in this case was an orange chainsaw.
Okay. Now, you want to return, Morgan, to a subject that we did discuss on the Garda Fáil a number of weeks ago, and this is the subject of sex torsion. I suppose, first of all, explain to people what it is.
Yeah, that's scripture. I suppose in recent weeks, on Garda Fáil have been raising awareness of sex torsion and related offences. So I suppose sex torsion would be described as a form of cyber extortion, which involves a threat or blackmail of having intimate images or information or clips shared without consent. And in many cases, this is purely for financial gain. I suppose this can result of online, as a result of online activity, you know, sharing intimate images with another person online, either strangers or people known to you, or indeed sharing images, say, on messaging apps. But that's how, you know, it occurs. And there is hotline.ie. Are responsible for combating illegal content online here, and they report a 93% successful removal rate in relation to referrals made to them. So that's separate to the Gardaí, but in relation to ourselves, Gardaí across all the Cork divisions are dealing with and helping people who find themselves victims of these crimes. And that's what they are. You are a victim of crime if you find yourself in this situation. And it's highly likely that there are other victims unknown to us who are experiencing this as well, and we want to let people know that we are there to help them and support them, you know, and we're fully committed to supporting the victims of these crimes and to deal with them confidentially if they have been affected by sextortion, and people can contact them in person or any Garda station. And as we are aware that it's a, you know, maybe a new form of crime that wouldn't be as present in the past, but the numbers in these cases are rising.
Do you think it's on the increase, Morgan?
What I say is the reporting has definitely increased, but there is legislation to view it. No, maybe people are more confident reporting it. You know, the harassment, harmful communications, and Relations of Offences Act 2020, which is a recent piece of legislation, is there to help us deal with these situations. In some cases, I am aware personally that where people, and sometimes young people, find themselves in this situation, thankfully get turned to parents or friends, and they have come to us. They have looked for help with the family home before they come to us. And so it's just very important for people to know that there is help there. If they find themselves in this situation, they're not alone. It can be challenging, but we find out that we're dealing with these cases obviously more in the last couple of years. But we have people who are more familiar with dealing with it, and are used to supporting people who are in the situation.
Yeah, because I think what happens, because certainly over the last number of years, we'd have been contacted every now and again by a listener who was, you know, be it revenge porn or somebody had images of them and, you know, they were either threatening to distribute them or they had sent them on a social media platform or had shared them on. And we would always encourage them, you know, off air to say, look, you really need to talk to your local Gardaí. And the sense I always got, people get very embarrassed by this. And that, I think, leads to some of the underreporting.
Yes, and that's only natural. You know, we appreciate how people can feel in that position. But we would encourage them to report to us, and that we are used to dealing with people in similar situations. And they are a victim of a crime here in that situation. So, you know, we're here to support them. And we do acknowledge that people can find themselves in an embarrassing situation. For us, we're dealing with a victim of crime, they'll be treated accordingly.
Yeah, you've done nothing wrong. It's the pair. It's the person who's sharing those are threatening to share your intimate photographs. They are the people who are wrong. Okay, we are on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be a very busy 3 days. Road safety, top priority, Morgan, for everybody at An Garda Síochána.
Absolutely. I know you've touched on it this morning yourself in your own programme. But I suppose, look, Gardaí, like your listeners, we want everyone to have an enjoyable and safe bank holiday weekend. And so we just ask people to be mindful of other people when they go about their business over the weekend. And so in particular, the Gardaí will have a significant presence on our road network across the weekend to help people safely, you know, complete their journeys. Unfortunately, 11 people have died on Irish roads during the Patrick's weekend over the past 5 years. So that we would just ask people to be conscious of their behaviours while driving, in relation to not speeding, not to drive under the influence of drugs or drink, and again for drivers who are learners to be accompanied at all times, which you have covered in great detail today on your show. So that we would expect large numbers of people, young and old, to be moving across the weekend. So I suppose expect longer travel times due to local events taking place, and to cooperate with any Gardaí officials while attending the event.
Yeah, I think that's the real important one, is for people to have a little bit of patience, particularly tomorrow. All of the various parades are going to be on. And of course, for those parades to go ahead, there has to be a level of road closures.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just on that issue, just my colleagues in Macroom just have asked me to make your listeners in that area aware that the town centre will be closed from 3:15 to 5 p.m. in Macroom with local diversions in place. And like my colleagues in Kinsale, if you're listening to that area, there will be traffic restrictions in place in the town centre between 3 and 4 p.m. tomorrow. Like, you know, and there will be local diversions there. I mean, it's a small period of time, there is diversions, but just allow yourself an extra bit of time if you're travelling somewhere.
Yeah, and I think no matter where you're going, if you know that there's going to be a parade in that particular area and you need to go through that area, then either do it before, you know, 2:30, 2 o'clock, because the majority of the parades are in the afternoon. But if you do get held up, just a little bit of patience. That's all that's required, isn't it, Morgan?
Absolutely. And just the nature of these parades are going to attract people, especially not our young people. But we're just mindful of the people who are out and about, and we're all minding each other, basically.
Okay. Listen, we leave it there. Thank you for that, Morgan, and we'll talk again, and have a happy and a safe St. Patrick's Day. Thanks a million. That is Sergeant Morgan O'Sullivan, who is out of Bandon Garda Station.